Buzz.
I'm Leo.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Ray.
Today, we are going to talk about the best story ever, The Light Before Christmas.
Yes, I like the story because it is Christmas next week. We'd like to share a Christmas story with you to get in the mood to celebrate this weekend.
So, take a listen to the story.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was thirsty, not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimneys with care. I hope that Saint Nicholas soon will be there.
The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter nap.
When out on the lawns there across such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter.
Away toward the window I flew like a flash. I opened the shutters and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave luster of midday to object below. When what to wondering eyes should appear but miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, now Comet, now Cupid, on Thunder and Blizzard, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As dry leaf leapt before the wild hurricane fly, when the meat of obstacle mounts to the sky, so up to the housetop the courser they flew, with a sling full of toys and Saint Nicholas too. And then a twinkling I heard on the roof, the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, Saint Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur, from head to his foot, and his clothes were tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys had flown from his back, and he looked like a panther just opening from his back.
His eye, how they twinkled, his dimple, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His gross little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
He had a bored face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eyes and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I have nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled up the stockings, and turned with a jerk.
And laying his fingers aside of his nose, and giving a knot up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh. His team gave a whistle, and the way they all flew like the down of the seedspool. But I heard with him exclaim, error, and drove out of sight.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.